Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Binks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field. Vallo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Peck moves to third. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Feller bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosar moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Seary moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Seary scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Richmond pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball towards right. Peck catches it and throws to home to double up McCoskey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Feller bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Binks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Binks reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Binks scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Chapman moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra pinch runs for Buddy Rosar. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter bunts towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Chapman scores. Guerra moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski bunts towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Poole pinch hits for Bob Savage. Ray Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Mike Guerra now catching. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siri strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Binks bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. McCoskey moves to third. Vallow moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan strikes out. One out. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to third. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Adams pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.